on the line from Las Vegas. I've got Ashley Mullaney from 7 News, who's just been evacuated. Ashley, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can you tell me what's happening where you are right now?
Well, right now we're staying on the standing on the Las Vegas Strip. We've just seen about another 20 police cars come rushing through and a SWAT team just after them. So it appears that they're still looking for this shooter. Just to explain, it was probably an hour ago or so that we were rushed out of our hotel. We're staying at the Mandalay Bay Hotel, and I was asleep when I heard this what sounded like gunfire, although it almost sounded too loud to be gunfire. It was just echoing across the Vegas Strip, the sound, just a thundering volley of gunshots. So I called cameraman. We've quickly raced downstairs. By the time we got to the lobby, it was just chaos. People were being moved out the front, but the problem was they then realised that the gunshots coming from one of the windows of the hotel. Initial reports were that it was the 20th floor, seven floors down from me, which might explain why it was so loud. And so we were then exposed on the street. We kept hearing these gunshots coming. Turned out that he was firing into this country music festival, which had been happening this afternoon into this evening. I could see from my hotel room there were thousands of people there. And once I started hearing these gunshots, like I said, it just sounded too loud to be gunshots. I couldn't understand in a big hotel with soundproof walls and windows why I would hear something like that. But it was, like I said, it was just this thundering sound of gunshots that we could hear from the hotel. And by the time I looked out of my window, I could just see police lights coming from every direction across Las Vegas. Like I said, I'm quite high up on the hotel, so I knew pretty quickly that this was something serious. And within minutes, I could see about 50 police vehicles from all across Las Vegas just coming into one direction.
When was the last time you heard shots, Ashley?
It's been a while now, but police just keep pushing us back. I think this is still, they'd still consider this an active shooter situation. I haven't heard reports that this person's been arrested. We don't know if it's one shooter or two shooters. As is always the case in these situations, the information is changing quite quickly. But I do know there's still a lot of police here, heavily armed police, you know, weapons drawn, and choppers overhead circling around Vegas. So, you know, it's just terrifying for those people that were on the ground.
Of course.
Have these shots being fired at them. I mean, unbelievable.
Have you seen any of those that have been wounded or perhaps worse, Ashley? Have you?
Oh, look, there was a man that came running up to us. He had blood on his shirt, and he said, you know, he said there are bodies in there, and you know, but he wasn't making a lot of sense. He sort of raced off again back towards the police, but we're not close enough to where the music festival was to see what's happened. I'm hearing reports that there are people injured, but again, it's hard to know. It's hard to know whether all this information is sort of accurate at the moment, but it just sounded like an enormous number of gunshots, and whatever weapon it was extremely powerful. I've heard the sound of gunshots before, but this, like I said, this is just this thundering sound, and police just, they're screaming at us now. We just keep moving sort of 100 metres back and then another 100 metres back. They just keep extending this evacuation zone, and they're being quite forceful about that, understandably. If the situation's not under control, they don't want people on the street, particularly if there is someone still up in that building with a weapon, might be.
Very much so. Ashley, I'll let you go. You've got a lot of more things to deal with happening where you are. Thank you so much for the update. Ashley Mullaney from 7 News on the streets of Las Vegas. So she was staying in the Mandalay Bay Hotel. That's where the shooter was, or perhaps still is. Police in Vegas are calling this an active shooter situation. You could just hear in her voice too, the comprehension of what is unfolding there in front of you. They keep getting pushed back. I hope she stays safe. Ashley Mullaney from 7 News, we'll see her report tonight at 6.